more USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
President Trump and congressional leaders in a stalemate over his demand for $5 billion to build a wall on the U.S.-Mexico border. Hours before a midnight deadline to prevent a government shutdown, senators were told there would not be another vote, thus guaranteeing the shutdown. Democratic Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says the president has some hard work ahead of him.
As we said to President Trump a week ago, his wall does not have 60 votes here in the Senate, let alone 50 votes.
Republican Senator Bob Corker of Tennessee says the next vote in the Senate should not be on anything except an agreement that's reached by the president, House Republicans, and Democrats in both chambers.
There won't be test votes. Not going to be a tabling vote. The vice president has been over here with his members negotiating already. What this does, I think, is push this ahead to a negotiation that yields a result and does the best we can to shutting down very briefly.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. It's a holiday season with hope in the air. Things to look forward to and no time for despair. Health can be a challenge, and so can the mail. So Get the Tea wants to help you by giving you a sale. Buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month for free. No limit. That's buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month free. That's a savings of $35. Where? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Scroll down on the front page and find the Buy Two, Get One Free ad. Click it and save. Orders over $100 get free shipping. Send the gift of life. Change tea at GetTheTea.com. We have many, many non-GMO organic supplements just waiting for you. This holiday season, enjoy health and Thanksgiving with GetTheTea.com. Want to call us? 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. GetTheTea.com is a proud sponsor of Doing What's Right. That's GetTheTea.com.
President Donald Trump has at least twice in the past few weeks vented to his acting attorney general, angered by federal prosecutors who referenced the president's actions in crimes his former lawyer Michael Cohen pleaded guilty to. That according to multiple sources familiar with the matter. CNN reports Trump was frustrated that prosecutors, Matt Whitaker overseas, filed charges that made Trump look bad. None of the sources suggested that the president directed Whitaker to stop the investigation. A boy vanished, then a girl. Anybody who knew chose to say nothing. Their bodies found this week, buried in their family's backyard. Effingham County Coroner David Exley tells WTOC he wishes people who suspected something was wrong had spoken up earlier.
With social media and everything, people always are staying in touch, and when people disappear off the grid, something's wrong there.
Elwin Crocker Jr. was 14 when he was last seen 2 years ago. His sister Mary was 14 when someone caught a glimpse of her this October, but the remains weren't discovered in Guyton until Thursday. Investigators arrested four adults who lived in the home, including the father and his wife, on charges of child cruelty and concealing a death. This is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg has cancer growths removed from her left lung. They were discovered early because of tests on broken ribs from a November 7th fall. Doctors say that early detection saved her life. There was no evidence of disease elsewhere in Ginsburg's body, and no further treatment is planned. President Trump's Hollywood Walk of Fame star has been vandalized again. More from USA's Chris Barnes.
Donald Trump's star actually vandalized twice this week. First on Wednesday night by a man wearing a long black coat who used a black marker to scribble swastikas and vulgarities across the star. Then after the star was cleaned, the second incident happened a few hours later when a group of animal sympathizers dressed as sheep spilled red paint across the star while holding signs that said sheep suffer for wool. The president's star had been vandalized twice in the past, both times by men using pickaxes. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Woodland Park Police Chief Miles DeYoung says the fiancé of Kelsey Barrett, a Colorado woman who was last seen on Thanksgiving, is now under arrest.
We arrested Patrick Frazee on charges of first-degree murder of Kelsey Barrett, and he is currently being held in the Teller County Jail. As a reminder, Patrick Frazee is presumed innocent until proven guilty.
Authorities have not yet located Barrett's body, but they did recover a number of items that are suspicious that could indicate that the murder occurred at her residence. That according to Chief DeYoung. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.